I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Interesting thoughts about our conversation about Raheem Morris. Look, there is pressure. He knows it. He talked to Zeno and I yesterday, and the pressure, he says, is always there. I just think it builds even more so we lose on Sunday, right? Four in a row, it just continues to build. He knows that. This team understands it. I don't think guys are stressed about it. It's the NFL. But I also think from a coaching standpoint, it's how you look, and that's really what we're talking about here. All right, more on that coming up, guys. If you are just joining us again, we are live today in Hiram, 5380 Wendy Bagwell Parkway. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we're going to get a chance to talk to Barbara Dooley. Also, we'll talk to Chris Henderson. Chris is the chief soccer officer and sporting director for Atlanta United. And the decision to bring Tata Martino back, big decision. A lot of people excited about it, and we'll ask him about this process. Mike Conte is going to jump in and join us as well, the voice of our Atlanta United, and he's going to join us at 4:20 to talk with Chris about that. And later in the show, we'll get into some dog conversation. Day-Day, real quick before we go to you, didn't you tell me the number on the dogs just came down a little bit? Is that
no,
right?
No, it went up.
It went
moved,
up on Miss State?
It moved.
How
well,
much?
It came down. Yeah, now it's 9.
What was it?
It was 8.5. At least that's what I got it at. But
there was 9.5 this morning.
Yeah, so it's 9.5 now.
I took Mississippi State plus 4.5.
Okay, you know what? You know what? Come on, Z.
Georgia has led exactly one time at half in the SEC, and that was against hapless Kentucky.
They are a second-half team. This is true. They are a second-half team.
Give me the 4.5 because 14-10 in favor of Georgia still makes me a winner.
And we talked about it this morning, Carl. This is a game Georgia – they don't know if they'll dominate, but they got to control it.
Yeah,
by the way, guess who's on deck?
Who?
You know who.
Texas. Yeah.
You know who.
Who?
Hook 'em horns, baby.
Hook 'em.
What
are you talking about?
Hook 'em.
You know what? Can we get a week off? And just,
you know what? You know what?
Can we get a week off and just chill?
You know who else is on deck?
Now you what? Guy. You
all
just
right,
chill?
All right, all right.
Yeah, oh, he'll be there.
Carl right. Gardner, he said he's a Texas A&M fan, so gig him.
he'll be there. Yeah, look, Texas fans are excited. I've already talked to a bunch of my boys, man. They're excited to come. Hadn't been to Athens. This is going to be a big, big opportunity. It's like last year when Georgia went to Austin. It's a big deal. But
very big.
But you know what? They got to get past Miss State first. Let's not jump ahead. I said to Day-Day this morning, I want to see Georgia with a dominant performance. We haven't seen it this year. They've or been behind, Zeno, to your point, in big games and were able to come from behind. Even the Florida game last week, guys, and win that game. They haven't been dominant from start to finish. That's what I'd like to see. And then we can talk all next week about Texas.
I'll tell you this much.
What?
It's not a formula that's sustainable once you get to the playoff.
Oh, I agree. That I agree with. That's what I think Kirby's looking for.
Even Connor Riley said to us earlier this week.
Who was it?
It was Connor.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a national championship team.
Well, he has said that all season. He doesn't
not
believe
a national championship
team. But he believes that if the play is elevated, you could find yourself into one. You could slide into one if you can find yourself at that
you
level
get the
of
right
play.
Matchup, yeah.
Yeah. All right, man. We got to find out what's on Day-Day's mind. What's going on, Day-Day?
Oh, man, I want to actually get back to Brent Key, guys, because we kicked off the show with that. And so I had this down. Look, does he get the bump following this season? Do they need to extend him now? Do they need to go ahead
now?
And just extend him now? Yes.
Yes.
You want to say it with me?
Yes.
What has he done?
Who?
Carl.
What has he done?
Back-to-back 7-6 seasons.
My God.
8-1 this season.
Guys.
And you have about 20 premier jobs out there
guys.
That are going to be knocking on his door.
What
forget
have you
about
won?
His tweet today.
Tell me. What have you won?
Thank you, Trey. Thank you. That's what I'm saying right now. Let's not
come
let's,
on, Dukes. That's
let's
not,
not
the
jump the
come
gun.
On.
But you can't,
that's Dukes. That's not the listen.
Yes, it is.
No,
the season's not over.
No,
let's finish the season.
Hold on.
Let's finish the season, and then you know what? I'll be happy to cut a check. But you guys are all – this
he's
is what
just,
happens.
But here's the thing. He has proven he can do more with less.
What have you won?
Guys, contracts are a product of timing. There's a reason why Rhett Lashley, Kurt Cignetti, Matt Rhule, and a whole bunch of others got extensions.
Take Cignetti's name out of your mouth. That guy had his team in the college football playoff. Indiana. It's never been a college football power when it comes to football. Different story.
It's not a different story.
Yes, it is.
If there weren't,
Georgia Tech has won national championships. It's a different story.
As Day-Day said, if there weren't five premier openings and about seven other job openings across the country. There's no reason to talk about an extension because of what you're saying. He hasn't done anything yet. But with the impending openings that are there and the amount of money that is involved in this whole process.
Well, he's not going anywhere. He cut his skin. Yeah, see what he bleeds.
I know. It's,
he's red.
Listen, and
see what he bleeds. He's not going anywhere.
There is no red in the building.
He said it, but no that's why building. I say he's basically pulling – or what do you say? Calling the bluff. He's calling their bluff. He's calling their bluff.
He is. He's saying, I'm all in. I'm here. Mm-hmm. Take care of me.
Yes.
That's what he's saying.
What
I'm
have
saying,
you won?
Brent, you, thank you, Trey. Brent, you've done a hell of a job. Your team is relevant. You have a chance to still win the ACC. You've got a chance to go to the playoff.
Okay.
But I'm not going to jump the gun like again, so many of you. You, Day-Day, and you, Marcino.
I'm not jumping anything. I'm telling you what the market is telling me. You know, it's part of my job here in the sports betting world is to read the market. And when Matt Rhule, who still hasn't beaten a top 25 team at a Nebraska program that has national championships, gives an extension, it's because they don't want him to take another job.
You know what? They should have allowed him to take another job because he's done nothing.
There's an argument for that. But
the point simply is, Georgia Tech needs to let Brent Key take another job because he's done nothing?
Let me ask you a question.
Well,
hold on a second.
Let's finish the season.
Hold on. Ready?
Let's finish the season.
Take the headset off. You are now Carl Duke's president of Georgia Tech University.
All right. I like that
title. You are now Carl Duke's.
How much am I making?
We're going to go right there, aren't we?
Isn't everything about money?
And not only that, I'm going to give you a dual hat title. You are athletic director and president of Georgia Tech
University. Oh, I really like this. I control all of this.
You got everything. You got all bank.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Are you comfortable with your guy sitting down with LSU, Florida, or Penn State?
Let me tell you what I would do.
No. Yes or no. This is what you do to me. Yes or no. Are you comfortable with Brent Key sitting across the table from representatives from any of those schools? Are you comfortable with that, Mr. President, Mr. Athletic Director? Yes or no?
Can I tell you what I would
do? No, because this is what you do to me. So now I'm giving it back to you. It's a yes or no question. Okay, so that means no. That means no. Okay, let's move on.
No.
It's right, you're not comfortable with it.
No, but here's the thing. Do I get a chance to talk to my guy? Do I have a chance?
You've had all year long to talk to him.
No. You do your job. You do your job, sir.
Hey, you know
what? And then we'll have
this
conversation.
Let me tell you something.
When we need to have this conversation.
Let me tell you something. If that is your stance, Mr. President,
it is my stance.
Okay.
You know why?
Then you know what my stance is as the coach if I'm Brent Key? Okay, LSU, let's go to lunch. Okay, Florida, you
want
to go get a nice steak dinner?
Go.
Oh, hey, Penn State.
I got an idea.
Let's go to Taco Tuesday.
Go.
I mean,
who are you, LeBron now? Go all you want to Taco Tuesday.
Let's go. No, I would ask for a sommelier.
I get a chance to talk to my guy, and you know what I tell Brent Key? I love you. You've done a hell of a job. And there's a lot of money at the end of this road when we get there. But we got to get there. I cannot just do this out of fear that I'm going to lose.
Finish
you.
Your conversation. Oh,
okay.
You got it, Mr. Athletic Director. Excuse me, I got to make a call. Hold on.
And by the way.
No, hold on. Watch this. Ready? This is Brent Key. Yeah, hey, agent, listen, you know what he just told me? That he wants to wait.
Yes.
He wants to wait
until
the end of the year, and he said he wants to evaluate my job at the end of the year.
Yeah,
do me a favor. Call LSU, Florida, and Penn State and see what they got.
That agent
That's how that happens.
Would also
yes.
be
right.
Jimmy Sexton, by the way, yes.
And by the way, let me
Is that who
this.
His agent is?
That's his agent, Jimmy Sexton.
Oh, they're screwed.
Let me tell you.
Oh, you're screwed.
Let me tell you this.
You're downright screwed. Sexton don't lose to nobody.
Let me tell you this. No, he's the brilliant mind behind all of this.
Sexton's already counting his money.
let me say this, though. For everything that we're talking about with Brent Key, and by the way, I want him to stay at Georgia Tech.
Of course we all do.
I want him to stay at Georgia Tech. I will say this, though. When you start talking about Brent Key leaving, and this is the thing, don't just chase money. You're in a situation where you have everything you want.
You're doing that thing right now.
And I'm just telling you. You're
playing.
No. Well, here's my point. You can leave, but just like so many other coaches we've seen, you may not have the success once you get there. And guess what? You're going to say, who cares? Because he got, what,
$50 million? $50 million? Who do you think you got, Chester Clinton?
So that's why I asked you how much money I was making when you gave me all these titles. Because that matters. But I will say this. Sometimes it's not greener. Zeno, it's not.
Carl, you're right. But what you're doing here is playing on emotion. And what the
well,
agent's
of course.
Job
I'm
is.
In charge of the university and the
right.
athletic department.
Right.
Of course
okay.
I'm going to do this.
Right. And what the agent's job is.
Your
say,
wife likes it here, doesn't she?
Yeah,
Your
she
kids
does.
Are in good schools, aren't
yep,
they?
They absolutely are.
Don't you like an airport that you can get to anywhere okay. in the world?
Can I put my Jimmy Sexton hat on for a minute?
And your house and your cost of living is a lot cheaper here. I'm doing all those things.
You're right. And guess what? Hey, Brent, you know what $40 million a year gets? You know what $40 million gets you and $12 million a year? Mm-hmm. Any damn school you want, any damn house you want. That ain't our concern.
But your wife's not gonna be happy.
She'll be Gucci, Prada, and Louis Vuitton happy. Trust me. She'll find a way to be happy. Listen, people say money can't buy happiness, but I damn well like to sure find out.
It can't.
I'd like to give it a run for a couple of years.
Well, it can't, because that's what Brent's talking about when he says, "Cut me open and I bleed." You know, see what I bleed. He understands that he's in a very good spot, guys. He does have Zeno is right. He's got all the power here. But if I am in this position to make this decision, let's finish the job.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. So many of these schools have done exactly what you just talked about, and they rush to judgment. You make the deal.
But Carl,
you give them these big buyouts, and 2 years later, you get caught with your pants down.
Okay, fair. But let me ask you this much, okay? What you don't want – here's what you're buying with the premature extension that you're talking about.
It is premature.
Okay, and if you want to call it that, fine. But here's what you're buying with
What's he done?
I'm going to tell you what he's done. He's done enough for you to warrant to keep and stay on the course that you're on. Mm-hmm. Because, again, the uncertainty of having to fill the job with somebody who might not be as good or somebody who might not do better, he might just keep it where it is a lot harder to do. It's why NFL teams hang on to quarterbacks longer than they ever should.
Zeno.
Because the guy that I know is better than the one that I don't. And so keeping him here for another 5-7 years, even if he takes another job in 3 years, the idea is that, guess what? I'm now opening the window even longer. Because this season alone, the financial windfall that Georgia Tech is going to see from this season alone will last for the next 3 to 4 years.
Wait a minute. They haven't sold out all their games. People just right now are getting excited. Let's keep it real now.
The part of the story I didn't like is where you pretended that, like, after the Braves won the World Series, that, like, you know, season ticket sales didn't shoot through the roof the next year. Of course they're going to go up. Well, everything's going to go up because of the success the program is having.
And not only that, their viewership this year, they have contributed big time to the viewerships that
the ACC.
Why are you bringing up
The point is, like you know, there's so much here. And even the people I've been, you know, discussing it with on Twitter, you know, I think everybody's making just
pay him. Just go ahead and cut the big check.
Yeah, you should.
Don't come back to me and say anything, because you're doing this before you should. And by the way, they beat a bad Clemson team this year. Yeah. No. You said he's done some things. What has he done? Oh, let me see. Oh, they went on the road and had to win in overtime.
The first time they've been ranked in the top 10 in like 30 years. That's something.
Come on. Paul Johnson had them ranked.
What have you won?
Not in the top
10
he didn't.
What have you won? Thank you, Trey.
Not in the top 10 he didn't.
I got your back, Brent. Go get your check, dog.
I mean,
I do want to see Brent get paid, though. I'm not going to sit here and lie.
All I got to say is, if there's a Georgia Tech donor out there, Georgia Tech alum who built some building with, you know, crooked windows that shaped like a donut.
There's tons of them.
Okay, then you all better deep reach.
We're talking about Georgia Tech.
Yeah, line from blue chips. What's his face? Who is the guy in blue chips who was the high school director? The black guy with the bald. He was in Iron Eagle. Who's the actor? Thank you, Lucas.
Yes.
Dig deep into your pockets, gentlemen. Dig deep into your pockets. That's the line I need right there. Get that clip. Dig deep.
Daddy, I don't know if you had anything else.
6'9" and growing bigger every single day. Dig deep in your pockets. What do you give me, gentlemen?
But this
must be a point guard on the block.
This has got a lot of people going, wait a minute. I just feel like, you know, after you say I bleed, see what I bleed, you just put yourself out there, man.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You put yourself
That's the problem I have with his statement, because, Brent, you can go get a check right now, dog.
I mean,
forget all that.
Can I give you the other biggest thing that he's done?
I know we got to go. I'm sorry.
Real quick, the other biggest thing that he's done.
What's he done?
What have we spent more time talking this show about, Georgia Tech or Georgia, for crying out loud?
Well, we should be talking about Tech. We need him to be relevant.
But we've never had this conversation. We've never spent 3 segments in a show talking about Georgia Tech in the middle of a Georgia football season.
That's because they're relevant.
Okay, and that's what he's done. You ask, what has he done?
That's good enough for a $10 million raise, Zeno.
In today's day in America, it is.
All right, we're coming back. It's Dukes and Bell.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.